I would like to thank all delegations that took the floor for their suggestions, and of course we will reflect upon them within the drafting group and take them very seriously. Let me just try to offer a few points of clarification at this point in time. I take the suggestions of by the Russian Federation on the rearranging of the competencies of between the proposed conference of the parties and the implementation mechanism. Again, I think to some extent the list of competencies of the conference of the parties is based on the usual list that you find in treaties that have established the conference of the parties, not necessarily human rights treaties. Huh? So we took that as the starting point. But I agree that it might be possible to shift some of these competencies to the implementation mechanism. Of course, one has to be aware that the composition of these two bodies is very different. One is composed of states and the other is composed of individual experts. So there's also a political choice to be made which competencies you want to give to which body. But we'll certainly reflect on those. Yes, then the debate about Article 27 and whether and a number of delegations have suggested that the implementation mechanism should be aligned with existing committees that one finds in human rights treaties. And I have tried to explain in my own oral intervention and also in the commentary, but perhaps not sufficiently, why we feel that a different approach might be advisable in this convention. Of course, it remains to the states in the end to take a decision on this. I think the fundamental point is the following. The existing treaty monitoring bodies under the existing human rights treaties deal with the responsibility of individual states. Right? If you establish a traditional human rights body, treaty monitoring body in this convention, then that monitoring body will deal with the responsibility of the domestic state. It's the state that is the state party that will be reporting to the committee or the implementation mechanism. Now, one of the key features of the right to development is the duty to cooperate. And existing treaty monitoring bodies have found it very difficult to deal with the duty to cooperate, precisely because they work on the basis of individual state responsibility of the states that are reporting. So if you opt for a traditional human rights body, that will be the effect. You know, if we agree that the duty to cooperate between states is an essential foundation of the right to development, then we have to be more creative, I think, in establishing a monitoring mechanism in this treaty. And this is why we've chosen, or at least in the expert drafting group, we have proposed an implementation mechanism that could actually deal with the issue of the duty to cooperate. And we have implementation mechanisms in the environmental law treaties that are very much dealing with notions of international cooperation. So we opted for that model. As to Article 27, paragraph 3C, in response to the question posed by China, if there would be a possibility for the rights holders to bring situations to the attention of the implementation mechanism, how would that be organized? Well, in the proposal, this is a matter for the conscience of the state parties to take on. And we actually have an addition in the text that it would be for the conference of the parties to establish the specific procedural rules on how the access to the mechanism will be regulated. Let me reiterate that it would not be a competence of the proposed implementation mechanism to establish violations of the right to development. So it really is a very different mechanism that we have in mind than the mechanisms that are already available under the existing human rights treaties. It has an entirely different nature. And so it's true that it's not aligned at all with what exists today, but we feel that we need a mechanism that can properly deal with the duty to cooperate. And to be able to do that, we need to have a mechanism of a different nature. But of course, it remains to the states in the remainder of the drafting process to decide which avenue you wish to choose. The issue raised by Brazil of the duplication of mechanisms, the expert committee thinks that inevitably, if at the time when the convention enters into force and the institutions in the convention will become operational, that will have an impact on the existing mechanisms that we have today that work on the right to development. And so those decisions still need to be taken in the future. But it seems quite logical that some of the existing mechanisms today would have to be reformed, or perhaps could be subsumed by the mechanisms that would be created in the new convention. All of these things are in the future, right? And still need to be decided. But there is not necessarily, I think there would not necessarily be additional mechanisms created to the ones that exist today. Rather, at the time of the coming entry into force of the convention, the whole body of mechanisms that deal with the right to development would need to be reviewed. I think that completes my response at this point in time. Thank you.